GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. And speaking of power, the guy that gives us an education on energy when he comes into spacious Studio 7A to talk on the George Hill Rick Tyler Show, it's Jim LeBrec, CMS. That stands for Carbon Mitigation Specialist. And it's our first chance to talk to you in the new year. Welcome back to GHRT. Jim, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty disgusted with what's going on in Augusta this new year. The Chinese New Year's, you know, they have the rat, the tiger, the snake, the horse, etc., right? And I'm thinking, you know, when you look down there in Augusta, we ought to start claiming these New Year's as the idiot, the liar, the incompetence, the year of the fairy tales, the year of the fools.
Feisty is all get up. Yeah. You sent us a note, and is this true? We want to send this out to God doesn't like fibbers, okay?
Yeah.
That in a presentation that you made on the future of embedded systems, and right. This is from September of 2004. So this is way back.
Right.
Way back in the GHRT Wayback Machine. Back in September of 2004, in a report to lawmakers, you said, quote, controlling electron flow will soon be as important as generating electron flow. You made that prediction in 2004.
That's right. And it's holding as true today as it was back then. We're using less than 50% of our infrastructure capacity, both generation and wires.
In the state of Maine?
In the state of Maine,
well, right. I think that's right. The first time we've heard you say that. We're only we have capacity to do 50% more in generation, and we have capacity to do 50% more in transmission of electricity than we're using in our state?
That's right. And because we're only using it half of the generation and half of the and less than half of the T&D lines, we're paying double for them. You know, if you had twice as much electrons flowing over those wires, over those fixed cost wires, then you would end up with half the cost.
So we're using half of what we got and paying twice as much as we should.
Yeah, that's what's going on. So the Mills administration put together this commission to study the economic, environmental, and energy benefits of energy storage to the Maine electricity industry. And I'll tell you, I think it was like an 83-page report.
So what does this mean? Like batteries? Getting batteries set up so you can store the energy and then save it for a rainy day or something?
Yeah, but it's ridiculous on these alternatives. First of all, you take the Blaine House, okay? As you remember, George, Governor Mills put that up as a demonstration model, like we need another one since 1973. And that $63,000 system produces about, on average, not in the wintertime, but on average, 1,668 kilowatt hours a month. Now, that at 3.5 cents, that's what the average cost of electricity is going for on the wholesale market. I looked at it this morning before I came in. It was 1.8 cents a kilowatt hour. It's what it was costing this morning. But 3.5 cents is what it costs on average. That's $58 a month. The payment on the $63,000 amortization at 5.25% is $352 a month. Well, this is a very, very bad deal.
So
okay.
Can you do some quick math for us? I don't know if it's possible. You said this morning on the way in,
right,
you checked the average price. It's almost like going to the stock market and seeing how much is a barrel of oil going for. You checked on the way in, and a kilowatt of electricity is going for, what did you say, 1.8 cents?
Yeah, that wasn't the average. That was the price this morning.
Okay, the price this morning is 1.8, okay. But the average is 3-something?
3.5 cents,
Okay, so the average price of a kilowatt of electricity in the state of Maine right now with the generation we have going on is 3.5 cents per kilowatt. Okay.
That's the average.
Okay, now what is the average price of a kilowatt of electricity being generated by the governor's solar panel that's attached to the building outside, based on how much it costs to put it up and maintain it?
Okay. So if you look at just a simple rate of return of 5.25%, it's 21 cents a kilowatt hour. And if you look at what a utility or a real company would charge for a rate of return of 12%, that would be 40 cents per kilowatt hour. And that's not for a dispatchable or baseload energy. This is for this intermittent stuff. I didn't ever know when I'm going to get it or how much I'm going to get.
So recapping, average price right now, 3.5 cents. What the governor's got going on in her demonstration of the benefits of solar power, upwards of 47 cents?
No, 40 cents.
40 cents.
Yeah, that's at 12%.
40 cents versus 3.5 cents.
Right, okay. On average, right. Okay, now, right now, I'm just looking at the ISO New England, and electricity went up from 1.8 cents this morning, and now it's up to 2.1 cents.
Because we're on the air now, that's why.
Right, yeah, you've all the big
the three transmitters going, that's what it is.
100-megawatt transmitter here. Okay. So anyway, so now let's look at this. It's costing, you know, anywhere, depends on what you want to use for a discount rate, 20 to 40 cents a kilowatt hour for 3.5 cent stuff. Okay. And then what do they want to do now with this commission to study energy storage? This thing's producing almost nothing, especially all went along. Now they say, we want to put batteries and stuff on there. So this commission did this study, and I gave it to a good friend of mine in another state that does that is a utility engineer, and I gave this to him, and he says, this is not a study. It's a collection of information pulled together by a number of misfits, none of which know how to do any technical or economic analysis, wow, and most of which are biased and stand to benefit from the outcome. Yet, they conclude that we should change laws and policies now, presumably to incent a technology. Last night, he was talking to one of the committee members on the Energy Committee, Jeff Hanley, and he gave me this, forwarded me this presentation he got from a Mark Mills, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and he explains things a lot of the same ways that I do to the audience. He breaks things down quite nicely, and he talks about battery storage and stuff. You remember I said if you take a Leaf automobile battery pack, it weighs 670 pounds, and a gallon of gasoline only weighs 6.7 pounds. And gasoline has far more energy than the Tesla battery pack, you know? So if you want to be able to do something like energy storage on the magnitude of the 1,200 megawatt NECEC line, okay, you are talking you're talking about 1.6 billion pounds of batteries for 48 hours of energy storage. That's 26,000 trucks, tractor-trailer trucks of batteries. That's 73 tractor-trailer trucks per day for 1 year, right? Can you imagine? And these people down there in Augusta are moving forward with this in a conclusion on this big 80-something page study. It says, conclusion, excuse me, the commission recognized that Maine is behind other New England states in the development of policies to encourage energy storage. While it is important that comprehensive energy storage policy development is informed by thorough research and quantitative data, Maine cannot afford to wait for those results before acting. You know what, George? It's the same thing. Let's make laws now, and then we'll study the stuff later. We'll make policies today, but then let's study what the impact is going to be at a later date. The cart before the horse again, and they put the scare into you where we're behind. We got to move forward. We're not behind. These people here are heading right to a cliff.
I'm just wondering if somewhere out down the road somewhere, some genius invents some kind of small battery that stores a tremendous amount of energy. He's going to be the richest man in the world.
Or a woman.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, look.
I mean, yeah. Is that, I mean, it's, we don't know what it would be now, right? No. But I know they're working on it.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us.
I know they're now building electric cars.
Right.
Actually building electric airplanes.
Well, electric cars. This Mills that I just told you about, Mark Mills from the Manhattan Institute, and the information that Jeff Hanley gave me, as Representative Hanley, he said that the batteries, most of them are going to be made, two-thirds of them are made in China. And it takes 100 barrels of oil to produce the batteries to displace one barrel of oil. Okay, so basically,
can we park there just for a second?
Yep.
Oh, cars, batteries, parks. See what we did there. Hang on a second. Everyone talks about where do we put the nuclear reactor rods when they're done because they're dangerous. So let me ask you this, Jim. Where do electric car batteries go to die when we're done with them? Well, can they need to be safely stored away, or they're taking up space in a landfill, aren't they?
Yeah. Remember, I just said that just to do the 1,200 megawatt, line from Canada, which they already have storage. It's called a big pond up there in Canada. Okay, that will take 1.6 billion pounds. 73 trucks a day. Tractor trailer trucks a day. What are you going to do after all those batteries are worn in a few years from now? You got 1.6 billion pounds of waste, okay, with all kinds of stuff in it. Now, not only that, but the amount of it takes about 100 pounds of raw material to make a pound of batteries, okay? And so by having China make us batteries, where they mostly run on coal, they will produce more CO2 than what we can save with electric cars, okay? That's just a bottom fact of the reality of things that we have to look at. Now, I think one of the biggest things that the study down here left out is the fact that you've heard me say on this radio show before, I guess they don't listen to it, because if they did, they should have had it in their report. We have 434,000 homes with oil tanks in the cellars. And on a cold winter night, that's equivalent to 7 nuclear power plants running at full bore. That's the kind of energy storage we have. Now, when you take commercial and industrial applications, you've got between 20 and 30 nuclear power plants worth of energy storage in these buildings. Okay? So that, in conjunction with the fact that we only use less than 50% of our capacity when it gets really cold out, we don't have enough electric capacity, so we shift over to oil for those coldest days. Remember, all the hours in the year that it's 5 degrees above zero and colder is only 10 days worth of hours a year. We need liquid and solid fuels for those days. You'll never do it with batteries or anything like that. It is 100% out to lunch. These people down here are gonna screw us again, George, so hard this time. I can't believe that we're going through this kind of ridiculous stuff. And they got to move, as they said in their conclusion, we got to move quickly. You know why they have to move quickly? They're afraid that somebody, a real governor, is going to get in there and put the brakes on this kind of ridiculous stuff before we all go broke.
Well, it can't just happen with a governor. You need a legislature that supports the energy policies of that governor.
Well, I think LePage held it off pretty good for all those years.
Jim Labreck, CMS, Carbon Mitigation Specialist, Energy Matters from Spacious Studio 7A on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.